Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're here in Overdrive because I wanted to cover a couple of articles that really show how this is not limited to one rancher. This is not something that's even necessarily limited to ranchers. It's certainly not limited to that specific ranch. Take a look at this story out of North Carolina. We've got North Carolina fish houses are navigating a variety of issues. This is a story from Journal Now. This is a family business of fishermen, L.T. Everett and Sons, that ceased operation December 31st after 67 years in business. Why were they put out of business? Same reason that the ranchers in the Bundy area in Bunkerville were put out of business. Of course, the Bundy family has been there for 140 years. Listen to what happened to these fishermen who, after 67 years in a family business. Estelle Brothers now, who took over from the father, he cited a decrease in product due to state and federal regulations that affect many of the fish that they sold, like sea bass, grouper, flounder, red drum. He said, "They cut down the allocations. We just couldn't get enough seafood to keep going. The regulations intended for the protection of fish stocks vary by species and can be very complex, with harvest quotas, size limits, and times of the year you can fish all being part of the equation. That was what was happening at the Bundy Ranch. They came in when they started this and saying, we're going to protect these endangered species, the desert tortoise. What they did was they came in and they cut the allocations by 90%. Can you keep your business in effect if your business is immediately cut by 90%? If they cut it by the times of year, taking your cattle off of the land at the peak times, and that's what they're doing to these fishermen here. They're cutting it down. And let me explain something to you. When they put these regulations on, they're not just putting out family businesses that have been in business for generations. They're also erecting barriers to make sure that there aren't going to be any new small businesses that are going to be competing with the multinational and international businesses that they're protecting. Listen to this quote here. They say that high fuel prices can make it unprofitable for fishermen to run their boats for smaller harvests. That's right. They have this overhead cost. If you cut down the amount of fish that they can get, they can't do that. And seafood imports compete with seafood caught in the United States. See, in these international waters where they're going in and fishing and then coming back and selling them into the United States or bringing them in with open free trade agreements, quote unquote, that they prefer the international companies, they're putting out the small businessman. They're turning us over to the corporate food production. And this is something that is not going to come back. And if you think it's just about businesses and you don't basically like people who have their own business because maybe, you extrapolate the sins of the giant corporations to the small businessmen in your neighborhood, this is not just about that. This is about your food supply. They're cutting down the fish. They're cutting down the beef. The Bundys were raising beef on open range. That's what you want. You don't want cattle that's corralled and fed these antibiotics and steroids and everything else that they give them in the factory farms. That's the kind of meat that you want to eat if you're going to be eating beef. But they don't want you eating beef. The Southern Poverty Law Center, at the same time that you've got the Mockingbird Press trying to, again, demonize these people as right-wing terrorists, the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to tell you that Agenda 21 is a right-wing conspiracy. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. It's been mentioned by, as Kit Daniels pointed out in this article today, and we had an article that we talked about last night on the Nightly News from the New American. They're pointing out that it's not a right-wing conspiracy. There's been three states where they've introduced anti-Agenda 21 legislation. In Alabama, it passed unanimously, including all of the Democrats there. And one of the best books about Agenda 21 is by Rosa Corey, who's a Democrat. She's a feminist, a lesbian. She's always been a Democrat. But on this issue, she understands what's going on. And we see what's happening here in Texas, the same type of situation. Texas only has 1.5% of the land controlled by the federal government. And they're trying to increase that now. And I don't have time to talk about it, but if you look at this article, you'll see that the BLM, when they confiscated people's lands, they go back to the Louisiana Purchase of 1803. Glenn Beck criticized Clive and Bundy, laughing at him because he's going back to 1864 when it became a state. They will use those arguments. They are not arcane, and they really do matter in the Enclave Clause. Well, that's all we've got time for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Alex will be back at 11 Central, noon, and we'll have the Nightly News tonight at 7.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Everyone should be asking themselves a very important question right now. Why do known admitted White House organs of propaganda directed by the White House and by former White House chiefs of staff and others, why does that rotating door system focus more and more the majority of its time attacking Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, WorldNet Daily? Why do they do that? They do that because we know their game plan, we know how the world works, and people have noticed that we know what we're talking about, and that we understand the globalist program, and that these people are not liberals. These people are avowed authoritarians that use socialism as a tool of domestication and control, and who themselves are fascist by any political yardstick. And the dominant political party of the globalist in this country is the Democrats. The Republicans are the loyal opposition, working with the elite to make conservatives and libertarians and any other opposition feel like they've got somebody up there working for them so that they can never actually block the unpopular stuff that's happening, but only water it down a little bit to create the perception that we can still save the country by working through the current political system. Now, that said, when you see Media Matters openly, publicly run by the White House, they have weekly meetings run by their former White House transition chief, you are actually hearing what Obama and Hillary Clinton and the globalist and John Kerry and Dianne Feinstein really have to say. And because they're basically front people for the globalists, you're hearing what the Davos group, what the Bilderberg group, what others are actually pitching. Now, there's an article up on Infowars.com that is linked in red that we'll put up on screen for viewers. MSNBC smears Bundy supporters as insurgents attacks Infowars drudge. Host Chris Hayes, who looks like another racial Maddow, why do they all look the same? It's just really weird. Laments the Alex Jonesification of the GOP. Now, that's not what's really happening. I would love to be able to get up here and toot my horn, I guess, just for the sake of largesse and ego. But the truth is, I've just been telling the truth for 19 years on air. And now so much of it has come true because I was reading globalist battle plans that are public. It was public, the NSA spied on everything in 1996. It was in the Telecommunications Act. It's public. They secretly kill American citizens. It's in the NDAA. It's public. They put fluoride in the water to reduce fertility and lower IQ. The White House science czar wrote a book about it in 1974, the year I was born. Eco-science. It's not that I'm radical. It's that I will cover the real radical garbage that's going on. So let me explain what's happening here before I get into this and why it's so big. If you're faced with something so incredibly radical, so incredibly over the top, so incredibly evil, like 2 plus 2 equals 5, is being taught in public schools nationwide to first, second, and third graders. That's been news for 2 years. When you're faced with radical Newsweek covers that say the case for killing Granny, why death panels are good, while they simultaneously deny they exist in the bill, which is now law, and call us kooks. See, when you're faced with that level of full-spectrum lies and deceit, while also throwing it in your face, how do you respond to Peter Singer saying, let parents kill their children up to age 2? How do you respond to the New York Times and the London Guardian calling for the arrest of anyone that disagrees with anthropogenic global warming or man-made global warming? How do you respond to 53 million aborted babies? How do you respond to 52% of blacks being aborted? How do you respond to illegals being able to come here and get everything free, including their babies born, but then citizens can't get that? How do you respond to tens of trillions of dollars stolen by offshore banks where we sign on to the foreign debt? And then we're debt paupers and told how we were lazy. And the very people we give the money then use the money to buy off all our politicians. How do you respond to Warren Buffett being the biggest recipient of banker bailout money and the biggest public lobbyist spending over $300 million, look it up, in the last 6 years promoting tax increases in TV ads, print ads, and underwriting ABC Nightly News, CNN? Look it up. Did you know Warren Buffett and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation underwrite almost every major TV show and channel out there? Look it up. Hundreds of millions of dollars of your money used to prop up MSNBC, ABC Nightly News. They are paid to come out and attack their enemies. And who do they attack? They attack yours truly. Because they know, ladies and gentlemen, I've read the books they've written. They think you're so stupid that you'll never go read them. I've read their writings. I know who they are. I know who their minions are. I know what their game plan is. The truth is, up until about a year or two ago, they would tell the truth in policy papers what they were up to. Gary Hart would write in Huffington Post, we stage terror attacks and we may stage another one to launch a war against Iran. I mean, the list goes on and on. They operate out in the open and have literally hundreds of books written by top futurists saying they're going to build a world government and exterminate the majority of the population, but first dumb us down and have us ask for our extermination. I mean, I've read stuff from the 20s and 30s about how they had to get children out of people's arms into baskets and into crates and into cradles and cribs to break the human connection to them, because they found when they removed baby rats from their mothers, they were addled, stupid, fearful, and pathetic. I mean, the children don't get mother's milk. Their brains are a third smaller on average when given formula. I mean, there's a reason the public's dumb and cowardly and weak. I was hanging on my parents' neck like a monkey. I slept with them. I sat there and watched everything they did. I have memories when I was like a year and a half old of realizing I had a symbiotic relationship with my parents and fearing something would happen to them because they were my biological robot that did things for me. Kids supposed to be hanging like a monkey off their parents' neck, watching everything, developing into a seriously smart, aggressive creature. Instead, you look at all these people, they're little kids. The SWAT teams, all of them, are trying to be men, trying to find their mother, trying to find their father, trying to find their tribe. That they have biologically, and now all the science is coming out in major universities. I saw one out of Princeton just the other day, another out of Calgary, up in Canada. And the top professors are going, epigenetics, it's incredible. We need to be held, and we need to be taught. We need to go through things when we're a kid so that it triggers our epigenetics and boosts the IQ. And they're going, I can't believe that everything we do is to lower IQ and to lower human development and accessing our real programming. Would you just think you just discovered that this year, scientist? The new adulthood is at 25. It's about to be 30. These people... If a baby isn't held by their parents, if a baby isn't given the fat in the mother's milk, the baby releases hormones and chemicals and then activates genes, this is on record, to where they live in fear and are totally cowardly and have no idea what planet they're on and then have to be given antidepressants because they're so freaked out. Oh, when your 11-year-old daughter has anxiety because she's got zits for the first time and goes into puberty, it isn't go through the crisis, deal with it, learn how to deal with it. No, it's drug your daughter with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and stuff like that. Psychotropics. When your son gets beat up for the first time or beats somebody up as they start a fight, the answer is drug them instead of giving them a medal. You're not allowed to go through any of the rites of passage. And I biologically realized this myself a long time ago. Because it's the rites of passage that then activate another chapter in who you are. And I don't believe in reincarnation, but it is 100% fact that you are the generations that came before you, but you must have ritual. That's what ritual is, to activate the genes. And it's now been proven. And I'm going to get a string of scientists on. Top psychologists, top psychiatrists, top geneticists, top neurologists. I mean, there is a growing body of evidence. And, of course, the elite knows this, and everything they do is to block your ascension, is to block your honorable development into manhood, into womanhood. You're supposed to be a man by the time you're 12 or 13, ladies and gentlemen. At least a man physically, a man in your desires, a man in your will. Not when you're 27, the new average age for launch for an American male. And then the globalists bring the fake thug life, thug gangster system, as that's supposed to be male to young men. And I've already digressed. My point is, when you see MSNBC or CNN, this is hardcore, weaponized, anti-human, destructive systems to turn off your life force, to turn off your genetics, and to make you be an addled, weak, nanny state creature so that you can be absorbed into the singularity and so you won't struggle. They don't want alive, conscious humans to try to struggle for control of their own destiny. They want to program your destiny and force you into a false collective. You're already part of a collective, all of your ancestors. And you live in the collective structures and literature and art and music and religion that they built. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? And these people want to rob you of that. So when we come back, we're going to break down how to defeat them. We're going to break down their desperately hitting the panic button, saying, GOP, do not listen to Alex Jones. They're trying to set the parameter, say, do not listen to this man. Because if you listen to me, we will overthrow these people. We will be right back. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. It's coming up in the next segment. Thanks for joining us. Alex Jones here live on this Tuesday, 22nd day of April, 2014 edition. Before I go any further, the story is up on InfoWars.com. MSNBC smears Bundy supporters as insurgents. And what happens to American citizens that are insurgents? NDAA. You can be disappeared, according to Obama, if you really think he's a dictator. And Steve Watson wrote an article last night where the anti-Bundy people, the Democrats, are calling all over the place for the military to be used and to kill any land rights activist. Well, I've told you for 17 years of 19 years on air, because I didn't start going to urban warfare drills, so I've been on air about 2-3 years, that every time I went, they weren't trained to fight radical Muslims or the Russian military or the Chinese military. They were training to fight people wearing John Deere caps and screaming, "I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp. I have a right to a Second Amendment." And I also have video of the urban warfare drills that we had to clandestinely shoot because the Marines threw me out both times. I got press passes and got in. They would have one case Colonel Love ordered their PR guy's name was Jones to just freak out. I mean, he was violently angry. And some of that's on video when they caught me getting the video of the executions of gun owners. It's all on video in Police State 2000. And people saw this. This was under Clinton in 99. They were so freaked out by it that they thought the video must be fake. Hovercraft landing in San Francisco and Oakland, 3,000 troops, foreign troops as well. No, it's all real. The warrior fighting vehicles, all of it. It's all real. You want to know what radicalized me? Reality. Reality and the research of reality and the facing of reality radicalized Alex Jones. We should tweet that. Reality is what radicalized me, Alex Jones. Reality and facing it is what radicalized me. Because when you're faced with hardcore anti-human social engineers who get off on using social engineering to disempower us, the globalists hated Americans. So we've gone from the highest test scores, the highest IQs, the most patents, the most trailblazing, the toughest fighters. It was true. People all over the world, historians from France and Russia and Japan came here and lived here and wrote countless books saying, these people are incredible. We're not too incredible now, are we? The most obese, the most cancer, the most autistic, the most diseases, the most diabetes, the most cancer, the most breast cancer, the most bone cancer. And why? Because we've been under chemical warfare by these eugenics bastards. And you know who makes little jokes about it? The White House pimps over at MSNBC. Do you people really think you're going to be part of the chosen elite when this New World Order singularity comes in? I don't know if the singularity is going to be real. I don't know if it's feasible. All I know is the elite believe it like a stinking religion. And let me tell you, I've seen what comes out of the other end of your religion. And it stinks, and it's poison, and it's bad. So you want to make me a Republican? You want to freak out and say, oh my gosh, the Jonesification of the GOP? That's not what's happening. You've had the Jonesification of America and the world, because it's not a Jonesification. It's a survival instinct that's in everyone, and I speak to it as an emergency beacon, nothing more. And here's the good news. I've already sent my transmission hundreds of thousands of times. And the transmission will only get stronger as you press down on the people. When you attack Rand Paul for being associated with me, his ratings go up. When you attack Drudge for being associated with me, his ratings go up. When you attack the senator from Nevada, the one that's speaking out against Harry Reid we're going to talk about, his ratings go up. People have a hunger for justice, a hunger for liberty, a hunger to thrive, a hunger to innovate, a hunger for the future. You people claim you're the egalitarians trying to build up humanity, but in all your internal writings that you think we're too stupid to read and that you think we're too dumb to track, you talk about your hate and disdain for not just us but yourselves because you got left in the crib. You sat in crap-filled diapers. Your parents were mean, inbred, psychopaths and sociopaths and sadists and abused you. And because they did that to you, you want to do that to us. Well, here's the thing. My parents loved me and their parents loved them. And just because we've been naive, we're a lot stronger than you. We're a lot more powerful than you. We're more vicious than you. And you're going to find out about the real humanity. And you know in your gut you're going to fail. You know in your gut you're going down. And I've already achieved it. And anyone that steps into being a real human and a real man and honor and a real woman has already had...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But the Alex Jonesification of the GOP is much bigger than the Bundy Ranch. Take Greg Brannon, Tea Party Republican candidate for Senate in North Carolina. He's running neck and neck with establishment favorite Tom Tillis Republican Senate nomination.
Notice they're playing Halloween slasher music the whole time. Like, oh my gosh, it's so frightening because they're all about setting the parameters. And I'm going to go over this whole report right now and then tie it in to the documents that have recently come out where Bill Clinton, as early as 1993, when he first got in office, they were putting out 300-plus page reports on how to shut down any free speech in America. And they actually say, we don't want voices out there we don't control. And this is published on Bill Clinton's own presidential library website. We're going to be going over that. It shows exactly who these people are. Now, who are these very people today, the current Clintons that run Obama as their front man and who control Media Matters that writes the talking points for CNN and MSNBC on record? Who is the White House addressing and attacking? They're attacking Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, and WorldNet Daily.
Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, WND.com. By the way, Joseph Farah is in studio next Monday. He's going to be in studio next Monday. We're going to be breaking all this down and more. Look forward to that. Oh, good. So he's here in Texas shooting a film over the weekend, so he's going to be here Friday and Monday. Okay, good. Over the phone Friday, in studio Monday. Okay, fantastic. Now, long story short here, ladies and gentlemen, this is epic history happening right now. And when I get up in the morning and see that Paul Watson's written this article and I watch this news piece, I did not get happy for me personally. My flesh or my worldly side went, man, you better watch it. Because when you've got ruthless mafia criminals like the Attorney General, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Obama, their front man, literally with you in their gun sights, it's not fun. So pray for us. There's no telling what they're going to pull. And they pulled plenty. They put FBI disinformation operatives on us. They've sent the white supremacists after us. They've, every time cops get killed, they plant evidence that the person's a follower of mine and we have to go prove it isn't. I mean, they really want to bring me down. And they want to bring down Matt Drudge, obviously, target number one, and they want to bring down people like WorldNet Daily. And I'm going to say this again. I've never really attacked Glenn Beck, except when he attacks me, or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity, or any of them. Because here's the deal. When the globalists take over, they will go after those people. Even if they've been part of a corrupt GOP establishment, they're going to extinct that just because the GOP stood for pro-life and stood for low taxes and stood for land rights and family rights. It will be eradicated. That's their goal number one. And then they'll split the Democratic Party in two different parties and continue the balkanization that way. They'll have a racial side of the Democratic Party and then kind of a economic side. And they've already said that's their plan. They do the same social engineering in Europe. And they do it by saying they're not radical while pushing the most radical anti-human ideas and then demonizing mainline human values. And it's called the Overton window. You guys put up on screen a definition of the Overton window? Thank you. And the Overton window is basically a sociology idea that I agree with. It's a way of looking at it as an allegory. Imagine a political window that you're looking out of that you accept. Let me just read the definition. The Overton window is a political theory that describes a narrow window, the range of ideas the public will accept. On this theory, an idea's political viability depends mainly on whether it fails or falls within the narrow window rather than on politicians' individual preferences. It is named for its originator, Joseph P. Overton, 1960, a former vice president of the Center for Public Policy. At any given moment, the window includes a range of policies considered politically acceptable in the current climate of public opinion, which a politician can recommend without being considered too extreme to gain and keep the public's office. Now, what the White House does is they have all their operatives and czars and minions come out and say, we should kill babies up to age two. We should kill old people. Yes, we're going to bankrupt health care and bring in death panels. Yes, we think men are inherently bad and all sex is rape. Yes, world government's good. Yes, we want to reduce the population down to 100 million. Yes, we're bringing in planetary government, putting fluoride in the water to brain damage you. Yes, we're going to teach 2 plus 2 equals 5. Yes, we want forced inoculations. Those are the surrogates. They're there to move the Overton window over into eugenics, ultra-Hitlerian land, and then call it liberal. Call the cyanide-laced Kool-Aid mother's milk, okay? I mean, they're meant to go on TV, on MSNBC, in a promo that runs every hour, and say, your kids belong to us. We need to destroy the idea that your kids belong to parents, they belong to the state. And they say openly, we're going to destroy the idea of the family. And then call that liberal. Total authoritarian sci-fi level evil. They're not on the left. These people are in the pit of hell. I see things mainly as a circle, with a black hole of tyranny at the middle that is a political gravity that sucks in all the other individually truly diverse ideas that form a Renaissance society. A truly illuminated society. The Illuminati seeks to create darkness for everyone else, but they're illuminated with the knowledge, and you're basically blind. See, they're a counterfeit Illuminati. They're a counterfeit Christ. God illuminates. The devil creates a black sunshine that only his people can see in, but even they are blind to a certain level. They're only allowed to operate in an evil spectrum. I mean, you're getting the deep knowledge here. I hope you're listening right now. This is the philosophy that they understand. They've chosen evil because it will give them temporal power on this planet while they lose their soul. And by soul, if you don't believe in the soul, they lose their true free human intellect. They lose the incredible heights of free expression. But again, they label it as something good when it's something bad. So, everything in these MSNBC and CNN pieces is accepted mainline politics. They say it over and over again. Normal politics. You know, should your child be taught death education at 5 or at 11? Well, all death education has been proven to increase suicide. Look at the numbers, all-time highs in youth. The drugging's caused that. Gee, is there a correlation? Of course there is. It's separating kids from their parents, giving them formula meant to shrink the size of their brain development and make them addled little cowardly creatures. You know, is that a good idea? Everything they do is to hurt you. Everything they do is to rob freedom from you and the Promethean fire. These people are an abomination. They are a desolation. There is no way to describe how evil they are. So everything they do is to keep the Overton window as far towards evil, as far down the black hole as they can, while demonizing any free thinker outside of that paradigm. And trying to flog you and beat you over the head if you associate with anyone else. I mean, when we have people from the left on here, they really get upset. When we have Muslims on, or we have feminists on, or we reach across to people, when we get past the labels, they go into absolute chicken with a head cut off mode because they need to keep you on a very narrow reservation that's continually radicalized, racing away from common sense. And so they're afraid because they know what I'm doing. I'm not apologizing. I'm not playing the game of being reasonable. I go on these shows and I say, you are the enemy working for offshore banks to deindustrialize this country, disarm us, and enslave us. You're the enemy. You're on notice. I see you. End of discussion. And because it's true, almost everyone recognizes the truth because you already subconsciously have a very powerful mind and your subconscious recognizes it. And in your gut, that's your subconscious, says this man speaks the truth. So, see, they can't allow a debate with someone that just cuts through it all. It doesn't play along with the larger game. So that's what they're up to here. And so everything they do is to teach you that you don't have any power and that you can only have power by being part of a collective that is their projection, their idea. And so they come out in a 15-minute report. The whole thing's up on Infowars.com. And they demonize anyone that dares stand up against tyranny and the idea of armed citizens. You got the feds with police dogs. You got the feds tasering people, saying no free speech in an entire county area, but in two little pens. You've got them spending $3 million on it. You've got 200 vehicles, 400 agents, we now learn. They're shooting the cattle illegally, breaking the water pipes. Federal judge says it's part of a criminal conspiracy to run everyone out of business. 52 families are gone. One family's left. The image of them like Tiananmen Square beating people up. Citizens respond. They come, most of them without guns, but some with guns. And say, if you're going to shoot us, go ahead and do it. We're going to then fight back against you. And the image of cowboys and men, women, and children walking across the line with a loudspeaker saying, we will shoot you, was like East Germans walking towards machine guns in the fall of Eastern Germany, of the Soviet nightmare, East Germany, and crossing over the Berlin Wall. It's that level of people engaged in real civil disobedience against dehumanization and wickedness. And they can't have that. So they've got to have Harry Reid. You know, they're upset that the other senator is saying that this is patriotism. Because if that spreads, if that happens, and if the public ever realizes, wow, Drudge has like 10 million people visit his site a day. Alex Jones has over 1.5 million to his sites and 1 million to his Facebook and Twitter and 3 million terrestrial listeners every day, 15 million a week. And MSNBC has 500,000. Why are they setting the parameters? Why are they controlling the debate? Alex Jones doesn't tell me what to think. He says what he thinks, shows his evidence, just tells it like it is. I don't put on an act here. I don't talk real slow and talk to you like you're a five-year-old. The fact is, MSNBC is plunging in the ratings. We are exploding in the ratings. The truth is, they're dying, and they tried to suppress a free press in this country. They tried to stop talk radio being legalized, where you could just go on the air and say what you think and take calls, because they don't want you having a platform. The only thing going up is MSNBC's web ratings, but they're still a lot lower than ours. Their actual physical ratings in TV are down 24% in 1 year. You type in the headline, MSNBC ratings dropped 24% in 2013. We'll put that on screen for you, along with all the other globalist operations. We're going to skip this network break. I got to quit doing it, but I can't help it. I want to get to this video and this audio now that we're analyzing here, because they now understand that they're in free fall. They now understand that the idea of freedom is getting out there. So they want to brand the idea of libertarianism, constitutionalism, new renaissance, space exploration, humanity unifying globally around free will, not around autocratic forced systems. They're scared to death of real liberalism. And so they want to say, I'm GOP, so that all the Democrats get the word, oh, I don't want to go to a Tea Party. I don't want to be around those racists. I don't want to be around that Alex Jones who MSNBC says is deeply racist and then shows no proof. Or behind the Boston bombing and shows no proof. Why are they so scared of us? Because they know that we're not putting out talking points. We're putting out hardcore historical analysis with passion. People are listening. They're looking it up. They're finding out I'm accurate. And then more, they're finding out their own information. And they can see with their NSA systems how fast liberty is rising. And they're hitting the panic button. Now, also in this piece, and then we're going to play it, also in this piece, if you listen to it, you notice they go 9/11 truther Alex Jones, knowing that the Republicans and Democrats attack 9/11 truthers under Bush, so they also want to make Republicans go, ooh, I better not support anything Alex Jones does, he's 9/11 truther. Folks, the government's been caught running Al-Qaeda all over the world, giving them Stinger missiles now. That was in the news yesterday. There are real radical Muslims. My point is they're being allowed to operate so that when they attack us, our liberties can be taken. And they just want to boil that down and say, oh, you know, he says the firefighters blew up the towers. That's something they said on Fox and CNN. I never said that. They want you to be divided. They want conservatives divided away from me. They want liberals divided away from me. They want everybody, because they don't want people understanding the unifying message of being aware of the social engineering globalists that are sitting on top of us using psychology, psychiatry, advertising, propaganda, spin, psyops, product placement, propaganda placement, behavior placement. You know, I coined the term propaganda placement, and they now use it. They call it behavior placement. You don't have to. I'm here telling you the magic trick is fixed. And I'm telling you how he does the magic trick. And you're like a little kid, new listeners, going, oh, no, it's real. No, it's not. There's a compartment in that table where he reaches in, and then there's a compartment in the top of the hat, and he reaches through with a spring and grabs a rabbit out of the box under it. And you're like, well, I can't see it. Look, I'm telling you, there's a rabbit in that box. Go kick the box over. There's a rabbit in it. And they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no rabbits in that box. He's magically materializing it. No, I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm telling you how these criminals are engaged in an open conspiracy against you. And they're so weak, they've got to dumb you down from birth so that they can manage you instead of empowering humanity. Now, I'm going to go to this piece. We're skipping this network break. Stations should not play ads over this because this is a network break. This costs us a lot of money to skip these ads, but I do it because airtime is so precious. Let's go ahead and go to the MSNBC piece, and I'll stop it here and there and analyze it, but I've basically already broken it down. They are so scared, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, GOP, ha, 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 you're discredited. because more and more of you are really saying what you think. More and more of you are talking, you know, like radicals. More and more of you are being insurgents. More and more of you are being terrorists. Oh, no, oh, no. We're supposed to stage a revolution ourselves against you, and when you fight back as counter-revolutionaries, we're supposed to call you terrorists. You're not supposed to get on the offense with the moral high ground and call us out as criminals for Fast and Furious and Benghazi and all the rest of it. You're not supposed to restore the republic. You're supposed to let us take your kids. You're supposed to let us break up your families. You're supposed to let us feed you GMO. You're supposed to let us have the moral high ground. You're supposed to let us lecture you all day. You're supposed to let us be the boss and do what we say. Don't listen to this one Texan who tells you you don't have to follow them. And then they try to patronize you and say, you're following me. This is not the Jonesification of the world. This is survival instinct kicking in. And you know in your gut, but also intellectually, I'm real. I'm real, ladies and gentlemen. Red-blooded, big heart, pumps blood. I don't like being a slave. I take it personal. I'm committed. I don't have any fear of these people. I only have fear that I'm too weak to really smack.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the BLM's website, it said, as an environmental easement next to the corridor, that's how it works. So they get to use one area, then they have to have an area that's an easement that's not being used. We're going to use the 600,000 acres of Clyde Bundy's rangeland. Now, they took it off the BLM website. They took it off the Google site. We have it saved. Scrib has it saved. They do not deny it's real. They just come out and say that, you know, there's nothing going on with Harry Reid's son. Rory Reid is on record in over 100 publications, Reuters, AP, you name it, as a scandal that his dad got the deal with the Chinese who put him on the company board. But they prey on the MSNBC audience, and sit there and say, ha, you know what's even crazier? They claim you're with the Chinese in the land grab. Ha, 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 ha. Tell me another one. Tell me Bill Clinton lies next. Ha, ha, that's even better. Tell me they ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Ha, 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 ha. Tell me Obamacare is increasing prices and you can keep your doctor. Oh, or that you built your business. Oh, that's even funnier. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, 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 I'm sorry. Let's go back to it.
I've actually seen this discussed in all sorts of corners of the right-wing media, and not just in the most conspiratorial circles, that the reason that the BLM came for Clive and Bundy's ranch is so that you could help the Chinese build a solar plant on that land. Do you want to respond to that allegation?
It's ridiculous. That'd be a great story if it were true. I don't represent anybody, Chinese or otherwise, that has an interest in developing anything on that land.
I don't know what he was saying. Hit pause. That land is listed in the documents as the environmental easement. You notice he said he's a lawyer. He goes, I don't represent the Chinese or anybody else on issues with that land. Back it up 10 seconds. This is why they go, Alex Jones got caught lying again, not 1.6 billion. It was 23 million bullets, Alex. And they do one line item of all the stuff that was 1.6 billion, now 2.6 or more. Remember, there's no drones either in the skies. Alex Jones lied about that. There's no tax in Obamacare for small businesses of $5,000 per employee, even though it's hitting us this year. Matt Drudge says he's going to pay the fine. He's a liar, folks. There's no fees, even though they're setting up the IRS to take them. Let's go back to him lying to you with a Cheshire Cat grin confidence game with the male version of Rachel Maddow. Here it is.
That allegation?
It's ridiculous. That'd be a great story if it were true. I don't represent anybody, Chinese or otherwise, that has an interest in developing anything on that land. I don't know what he was thinking. You know, he tends to be a reasonable guy. He supported immigration reform. He supported an extension of unemployment insurance. Maybe he just had a bad day last Friday. But I think those were unfortunate comments. And anything that is said that gives credence to those kind of ideas, I think, is misplaced.
What about your father calling the folks their domestic terrorists? There's been a lot of backlash over that. That phraseology from him seemed to me a bit hyperbolic. What do you think of that?
Well, if my job was to respond and comment on everything my dad said, I'd have another full-time job, so I'm going to decline that request.
No, own what daddy did.
I would say, though, that anybody that looks at that situation would realize that what those people are doing is simply inappropriate in America. If you don't agree with the government, you can't point.
Well, they tried to come out with signs, and you tasered them and beat them up. You know, your dad appointed the BLM head that is part of land grabbing nationwide, not just there. They're about to grab 900,000 acres in Texas. They're just taking it. Claiming anything on a river is theirs. They're going to start with the Red River. And I'm sure you'll get a slice of that, you little bastard. I mean, that's mean to bastards. I am so sick of these gangsters, these chicken-necked gangsters, these Vegas mob bosses. Literally, yeah, there it is. There it is. It's 90,000 acres of Texas land, excuse me. BLM eyes that. That's what's going on here. And you show up with guns and everything, that's inappropriate. Look, that's a few snippets of it. I'm going to air the whole thing unedited at the bottom of the next hour. From the start where they demonize the Bundys and more. But that's all coming up. I didn't plug anything this hour. Skip breaks. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Great pro-gun t-shirts. Great books, films, great supplements. The best stuff out there. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Become a prison planet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.